Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett delivered his budget address yesterday to the Common Council. His spending plan for 2021 includes a reduction of 120 police officers through attrition, meaning vacancies won't be filled. That follows a cut of 60 officer positions in the 2019 budget. WUWM's Marty Michelson reports.
In addition to the reduction of 120 officers, the Milwaukee Police Department would no longer be responsible for 911 dispatchers under Mayor Barrett's proposal. They would be moved to a new division created within the Fire and Police Commission. Barrett says the city continues to face sobering budget realities, especially when it comes to law enforcement.
As the cost of public safety climbs more and more, we simply cannot continue to cover these expenses. Many people are probably wondering, how can it be that the police budget is almost as large as last year, and at the same time, 120 police positions will not be filled next year? The answer is we cut salaries by $8.5 million, but police health care and other personnel costs have risen and chewed up those budgetary savings.
Barrett also blamed reductions in state shared revenue for the cuts to the police budget, as well as the Republican-controlled legislature's failure to allow the county to implement a sales tax to cover the costs. The proposed cuts come amid protests and calls to defund the police after the officer-related death of George Floyd in Minneapolis and the police shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha. The Milwaukee Common Council voted in June to explore cutting the police department by 10%, or $30 million. Barrett says the reductions to the department in his budget fall short of that goal, but adds that reaction to the idea has been mixed.
Some citizens are demanding defunding of the police department, while others are seeking more funding for law enforcement. As heated as these arguments are, and as important as this debate is, we must recognize that the entire debate is taking place when we have seen dramatic increases in homicides and non-fatal shootings in our city this year after four consecutive years of decreases in our violent crime rate.
One person who voted to explore the idea of cutting the police department's funding by 10% is Common Council President Cavalier Johnson. He says some of his constituents are disappointed that the mayor's budget proposal doesn't include a bigger cut, but Johnson thinks the 10% can eventually be achieved.
There are moves over time to take the 911 dispatch out of the police department, which would be a savings of millions of dollars. Obviously, the attrition of officers that you mentioned amounts to, I believe, about $10 million.
The mayor's budget proposal also includes reducing the fire department by one engine and increasing the wheel tax by $10. And it includes the creation of a new Office of Equity and Inclusion, which would focus on equal rights in city government. A public hearing on the proposal will be held virtually on October 6th. The Finance and Personnel Committee will consider budget amendments. Final adoption by the council is scheduled for November 6th. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.